everyday man we live in to do what's best for God. You know what I'm saying? And that way we better in ourselves, because we're doing the will of the Father, as the word says, through the will of the Father, we will get everything that we desire. Everything that he, all the gifts and bliss that he have for us will come to us because we're doing his will. You know, you're basically activating your inheritance. You know what I'm saying? But people think they activate what they're supposed to have when they are not with God, and the little things that they get, they cherish those things, you know, deep inside, to like, or they get emotional if they lose it, you know? But us children of Father Yahweh, that's not the case, because any material things that we get, we cherish them, but we don't have any emotional spill about those things, because we know that those things don't define us or make us, and we know that we can't take those things with us. And things that people can take from us, we cannot store them as treasures for heaven. We only store what we can take treasure for heaven. You know what I'm saying? We don't look at material things, because we don't look at material things as things to be emotional or dwell on or be mad about, because we can't take it with us. You know? It's just something to have for the temporary time. You know? Not saying that we can't get them or want them or desire for them, but we will not kill for them. We will not hurt for them. We will not steal for them. We will not do any of those things that people of the world would do for these things. You know, people steal, people kill for Jordans. People rob people for their cars. You know what I'm saying? People fight for toilet paper. You know what I'm saying? Just the simplest things, small things, you know, for the last piece of toilet paper. People fight for whatever, you know? But we know that our Father will give us all, whether it's in the time of crisis, whether it's in the time of blessings, whether it's in the time of going through the wilderness phase, or going through trials and tribulations, whatever part of life we in at that time, we know that we are set in stone for whatever, you know, we're looking for, even though we may be going through situations, you know what I'm saying? Because we already know that we're doing the will of our Father. As long as you focus on doing Father Yahweh's will, everything is given unto you. Everything is given unto you because you're doing his will. So that means the words that he have, you are taking those words, which is him, and feeding yourself with his words, which is him. Feeding yourself with his knowledge, which is him. Feeding yourself with his understanding and wisdom, which is him. So if you're doing for him, you're doing for yourself. You see what I'm saying? Because you're supposed to come one with the Father. So once you come one with the Father, you're doing for him, but doing for yourself. You're bettering yourself by doing for him. And by doing for him, he's going to do for you, because you become one. The closer you get to the Father, the better everything gets for you. The further away you're from the Father, the worse things get for you. Even though his grace and mercy on you, even though you may still get things here and things there, at the end of the day, they won't matter to you, because if anyone comes and take those things, people commit suicide when they lose all their possessions. People commit suicide when all their achievements been taken from them. All that they worked so hard for is taken from them. People murder other people when things is gone from them. They kill them and their family. They do all type of wicked things when things that they have desired in the world is taken from them. People that have things in the world that is not of our Father, they feel empty inside. They don't have a fulfillment, so they have to get many things. And do many things, you know. But we know that we don't have to be fulfilled by the things of the world to feel fulfilled. We know that our Father fulfills us, and that's all that we need to be fulfilled, you know. But our Father is rich. Our Father is wealthy. Our Father owns everything. So anything that we desire, he will give unto us because we're doing his will. You have to understand his laws. You got to understand what he's asking and telling you to do and telling you how to be and bringing you into remembrance of how to be. It's most important because most people, they believe, but they do not serve God. You know what I'm saying? And it's a difference. Most people, they just believe in God. I believe there's a God. I believe in God. I don't know his name, but I believe. I believe. You see what I'm saying? But when it comes to serving him, they don't know the first step to do to serve God, to even start. You know what I'm saying? They don't know how to serve God, but they know how to serve mammon. They know how to serve man. You know what I'm saying? But they don't know how to serve God. It's a difference. You know what I'm saying? So we don't allow treasures on earth to make us who we are or make those things our achievements. No. We do the will of the Father, and that's what make us who we are. And that is our achievement. That is our goal. That is our purpose. That is why we all here. You know what I'm saying? To praise and exalt the Father, worship the Father, understand who he is. Our Father, once we understand who our Father is, we understand who we is. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if I'm speaking it clear, but I think I am. But we're understanding that you have to take on the journey. You have to take on the battle. Once you take on the battle, you take on the war. You know what I'm saying? And by you taking on the war, it's by you studying and understanding the Father. So therefore, he can work and use you for what he needs to get done for the war. Then you could be in the war. You know what I'm saying? At the beginning, it's the battle because you're fighting through so much things trying to just get to the war. It's preparation for the war. You can't get into the war until you got to be prepared. So going through the battles to make sure that our Father can trust that he can use you, you have to be able to know that, hey, man, I need to understand what God needs me to do. What's why he's calling me? Why he want me? Why he's calling me and no one else around me is being called? How come I'm telling everybody else about God and they not understanding? Because he preparing you. He's preparing you. Those who not understanding, those who not taking heed, you have to forsake those people. You know what I'm saying? But that's all preparation, because at the end of the day, you're going to face harder battles than them, than that in the war. You know what I'm saying? Harder fights than that in the war, man. So, wait, by you forsaking those who are close to you, you can forsake anything. So when you're being tempted by anything, it's already forsaken. Because you already know, hey, I did without. As far as I'm concerned, that material thing was never here. As far as I'm concerned, that person was never here. You know what I'm saying? Because things that you are unaware of doesn't exist. But things that you are aware of only exist based on your capability of understanding that it exists and whatever way you use it. You know what I'm saying? And whatever way you use it or whatever way you was taught about how it exists and why it exists. You see what I'm saying? So for a person to be in your life, they only exist based on family, you know what I'm saying, bloodline, or friends, or someone you met at school, however it was. But who goes to say that this person is actually supposed to be wanting good for you? You know what I'm saying? Because as we look in the Bible, family came against family. You know what I'm saying? Family came against family. Brothers came against brothers. Satan coming against God. So just because the person close to you doesn't mean that they want good for you. So therefore, you must forsake everybody because you can't trust everybody, because you don't know everybody true mind. Because if they don't have the mind of God, and by having the mind of God, they have to do the will of God. So if they don't have it, or if they're not prepping themselves, or trying to do it as you are, then it's something there that's going to make them envy you because they see that you are and they not. And that's just how it goes, because that's what happened. When you look at, just to name a few, when you look at Satan, look how he hated God because he wanted to be God. Because he couldn't do it as God could. He only could do what God allowed him to do. You look at who else? Joseph brothers. None of them couldn't do what Joseph did, but what God had prepared Joseph to do. So they sold him. They sold him to the I forgot who it was, but they sold. I think the Egyptians are. Yeah, they sold him, and look how God used him when they tried to. In the end, they portrayed him as being dead to their dad. So the dad, the whole time, thought that Joseph was dead because his brothers knew that he was different from them. They didn't want good for him. You look at Cain and Abel. Abel was different from Cain. Cain knew that Abel was different from him, but Cain knew that he could not be Abel. So he chose to kill him. You see what I'm saying? When you look at Jacob and Esau. Esau knew what his father told him not to do to Jacob. But guess what? He allowed his sons, his wicked sons, to push him to want to war with Jacob and end up dying. When he knew better. He even knew better. He knew. You know what I'm saying? So just because people are close to you and grew up with you or whatever you want to call it, that doesn't mean they weren't good for you. So you must forsake them. So in the time of uncertainty and the time of situations and problems with somebody that's close to you, you have to know that, hey, I got to forsake this person because even though we're on good terms right now, God may want me to do this and this person may try to hold me back from where God is trying to take me to. So I must forsake them because the only way I can go and do what God wants me to do is if I forsake everything, including myself, including those around me, including every material thing, anything this world has to offer. I must forsake it. I must forsake it. And most people get caught up in these situations a lot because they haven't forsaken themselves or the person or any material thing that this world has to offer. You see what I'm saying? So when you allow things to get attached to you, a person, a material thing, or whatever, or your own heart, or your own mind, your own thoughts, your own ways, your own will, when you allow those things to get attached to you, you're dwelling away from God. You're leaving. That narrow road you was once on, you're not going on a broader road. It's too many opportunities that way on that broader road. You're going that narrow road, it's opportunities, but you just can't see them until you keep going. You know what I'm saying? You ever been down a road and you see one house and you see a bunch of trees and then you see another house and a bunch of trees and you may see a small little business, little gas station, then a bunch of trees. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, you may not see nothing for a while. And then in a little while, as you could continue to go, you may see something again. That's how the narrow road is. You know what I'm saying? Because it's by faith and not by sight. The broad road is so much to see that you're going to want to stop here, stop there, stop there, stop there, stop there, stop there. You see what I'm saying? And by the time you know it, you ain't even going to notice that you're off the narrow road. Because there's so many people and so many things that have stopped you from going where you needed to be going because you chose to. You chose to, and that's by lack of knowledge, because if you understood, your judgment would be on everything that's trying to stop you from going to where God is trying to go. From where God is trying to get you to go. You know what I'm saying? And that's by forsaking everything. If I have forsaken everything, that means I have let it all go. That means nothing can hold me back, nothing can stop me from going, no attachments, nothing. So that way I'm open and I'm free for God to use me in all his ways, for doing his will, for whatever he needs to use me for. And I'm willing to accept those opportunities, those chances, those risks, you know what I'm saying? Those blessings, whatever it comes with, I'm willing to accept it because I know it's for my better and I know it's for my God. You know what I'm saying? So therefore I'm standing for him and not myself alone and not for anybody else but for him. Because if I stand for him, I'm protected. Who can come against me? You know what I'm saying? Who can put evil against me? Who can block my path when I got the mighty God with me? You know what I'm saying? So That's where people fail at, of why they can't get to the next level, is because they haven't forsaken those who don't believe and who's trying to stop them, or who's trying to manipulate their mind to make them think that God isn't real or God isn't true, or that they should do things on their own. However the situation goes, it's always a Satan in the room or on the journey that's going to try to stop you. You just have to know who Satan is. And once you understand who Satan is, in order for you to understand who Satan is, you got to understand who God is. Once you understand who God is, then you can do true and righteous judgment to understand who Satan is, because you know that they don't have the characteristics of God. You know what I'm saying? So it's easy for you to see. But if you don't understand who God is and you still got characters of Satan in you, you will never understand who Satan is, because you have him in you. Or at least you have a piece of him in you. You know what I'm saying? So all that has to be cleansed out by understanding who God is. Once you understand who God is, you know who you is. And you know, and once you understand who God is and you know who you is, then you understand who Satan is. You understand who you once was. The old man. Kill the old man, bring the new man in. You know what I'm saying? Kill the flesh, bring the spiritual in. You know? Satan can't do anything to the ones who God dwell in. We are our body is the temple of God. God dwell in us. God is with us. You know what I'm saying? We have his knowledge, his understanding, his wisdom. So therefore, we move in his ways. And by us moving in his ways, his power force of the mighty is behind us. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, no one can come against us or do anything to us. And if they try, they'll fall in the pit that they dug. They'll fall in any situation that they tried to put you in. Any problem that they tried to cause on you will come back on them worse. And that's vengeance from God and not from yourself. You know what I'm saying? So you're sacrificing the flesh. You know what I'm saying? To be blessed in the spiritual and in the mind of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Who can play you if you got wisdom, knowledge, and understanding? No one can come against you when you have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God. Not a man, of God. You know what I'm saying? But you have to have an open mind, an open heart, and you have to be willing to sacrifice things of the world. We live in the world, but not of the world. We exist here in the world, but our mind and our knowledge and wisdom is not of the world. We see clearly what's going on. You know what I'm saying? We see clearly what Satan is trying to do to all people. You know what I'm saying? We understand what our Father wants all people to do, because we're doing it. We're not just understanding it, we're living it. We're taking the word off that paper, putting it in our mind, and activating in our body to do. We're living it. We become it. We become our fathers. Our Father become us. We abide in him. He abide in us. We're one. You know what I'm saying? So that way we move together. Anything that you do outside of what God asks and wants you to do, you're dividing from him as you once was. You know? So anything that's not of God is a Satan. It's easy judgment. You know what I'm saying? So that way you know who to hang around. You know who to be around. You know what's going on. You're aware of what's going on. You see this deceptiveness. You see, if that's a word, you see this deceiving people. You see all type of wicked and evil things. Things that you once did, you find out that they were wicked. You know what I'm saying? You have to repent for those things. So it's like you're learning all about yourself. You're learning all about God, who is yourself. You know what I'm saying? But you can only be abiding in God once you come to him and take on his mind. You know what I'm saying? And by taking on his mind, you have to test it. Test the things that you don't believe. If you come into the word and you see something in the word and it say this and that, test it. If you don't believe it, test it. Try it out. Because you best believe our Father sure gonna test you. He don't care what you say. You know what I'm saying? Just as if you was a child and your parent gave you a whipping or put you on punishment and you told them you sorry and you won't do it again, they don't care what you say. How they gonna believe you until they see that you actually doing it? Time and time and time after again, you doing what you said that you're doing when you say that you are sorry. We're telling you sorry, I'm not gonna do it again. And once you show them that you're not gonna do it again, then they gonna start to believe, but they still gonna have a little, let me test. Let me try them real quick. Let me see. I'ma lay off, I'ma watch them. I'ma give it about 2-3 months and see. And once they see that you really truly in deep down in your heart, like not doing that no more, then guess what? They gonna bless you. See what I'm saying? Same thing with our Father. How can a carnal person of the world bless you and not the Father? How can a carnal person of the world test you and not the Father? You know what I'm saying? So these things that God has made for us, we can have it all. But we need to just do of Him. Stop trying to do of yourself or be God yourself. You know what I'm saying? We can't be God without knowing the mighty God. He the one said that we are gods. So if He made you a God, how can you become a God without His power, His knowledge, His understanding of becoming a God? You can't. Otherwise, you'd be doing the will of Satan. You'd be doing what Satan did. Satan took the little knowledge that our Father gave him and ran with it and tried to be his own. Tried to do on his own. You know what I'm saying? And that's why he in the situation he is today, because he caused other people to live just like that. And that's how many people on this earth are living, just like that. Just like that. Taking things, growing up in a carnal mind, being taught and trained in a carnal mind to do carnal mind, evil, wicked things, and growing up doing their own will, thinking they know it all, don't know nothing, don't know that they just living to die. Just living. Just here with a dead mind, a dead spirit, and got wealth or got riches, and think that that's just life and that's how it's supposed to be. Doing their own will, doing what they want to do. You know how disobedient that is to be doing what you want to do on an earth that's not even yours? Using material things that you didn't even create. Using talents that God gave you that you never had, if God never gave it to you. And for the wrong things. Doing your own thing. That's why many people break down and cry when they find out the truth. And why many people repent. You know what I'm saying? When they find out the truth, because it's like, man, I thought I knew. And we all been in that situation, so I'm not here to shame nobody or put no one down, because I've been in all those situations too. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm just telling you the truth of what God wants us to know. Because if we know this information, if we know this knowledge and this wisdom, then we have clear understanding of what we're supposed to be doing, and we can get the riches and wealth on the earth. Not just get the riches and wealth on the earth and then get it and then be like, now where I feel like, oh, I gotta keep doing this, I gotta do something else, No. How many things you're going to do, not saying there's a limit to it, but how many things you're going to keep doing to help other people, if that's what you're doing? How many things you're going to keep doing? You see what I'm saying? How many things you're going to keep doing to keep helping other people? And most people that keep doing other business, other stuff, is because they don't have a fulfillment yet. And they thinking if they do this, they're going to have fulfillment. If they do that, they're going to have fulfillment. And it's not there. It's not there. Think about people that's not a God that give. They give, right? But yet, there's still no fulfillment. Because God is the fulfillment. There's no fulfillment without God. Without Yahweh, Father Yahweh. It's no fulfillment. At all. Period. There's no fulfillment. That's why you need Him. People try to get riches on their own and wealth on their own, and thinking that once they get it, it's going to be a fulfillment. Material things can't fulfill you. Just by you giving, that's not going to fulfill you. Because even the wicked give. And they continue to go out and do wicked, even though they give. And they're still not fulfilled. And they occupy, busy, working on the next project, on the next thing. Because there's no fulfillment. People work for fulfillment. That's what people work for. If it was no, if they thought in their mind that it was no fulfillment in work, they would not work. They work to get something fulfilled, whether it's a bill, whether it's whatever they desire. Whatever it is, they feel like that thing, they're not going to be satisfied until it is fulfilled. It is done. And once it's done, they're like, aha, it's done. But then guess what? They're not satisfied. Because guess what? It's another bill coming around the corner. It's another good, shiny thing out there that they want. That's not fulfillment. That's temporary fulfillment, or whatever you want to call it. It's temporary. A fulfillment, that ain't even temporary fulfillment. That's just temporary lust, temporary desire. A fulfillment is something that's fulfilled. That means once it's filled, there's no more. Only thing can happen is a run over of fulfillment. A run over. Like if you put water in a jug or a cup and you let the water just keep running. After that cup is full, the water is just going to keep running over, running over, running over, running over. You know what I'm saying? That's a full fulfillment. But if I got a cup and let's say I got a cup and I had hot water. And once the cup got fulfilled and the water just kept running and running and it was hot water and it bust that glass, there's no more fulfillment. It's an empty, the glass broken. It's nothing. And that's how most people is. They get what they thought, desired, lust for. You know what I'm saying? Because the world, the people of the world, the carnal minded people live off lust and desires. And once they get what they want, they feel that temporary desire. They feel like they got it all. And then guess what? If that glass just busts, boosh, busts open. Why? It's either they lose it or it didn't fulfill them. So they desire something else. They lust for something else. You know what I'm saying? So let's not get it twisted, because you see the people of the world get riches and wealth, and you feel some way that they get riches and wealth. Don't get it twisted. Understand that God has you. God got you, and he will give you everything of your inheritance that he ordained for your inheritance to have. You just got to do the works of him. You know what I'm saying? It's even scripture. It's even the scripture in the Bible. I can't really quote where it's at, but it does say, Don't envy y'all. Don't be mad when you see people who do sinful things have things of the world. Like, don't feel no way. Don't feel no way about it, because your time is coming. You know what I'm saying? The meek shall inherit the earth. The humble ones, the patient ones, the children of God, the righteous ones. We should inherit the earth. Not those people. Those things that they have, God would give those things to us. He would give the righteous things that the sinful people once had, because those things would be taken away. They only got it for a temporary time, because they plan. You know what I'm saying? They plan. Don't be the one playing. Say, this life is no joke to play. People die every day because they plan. They plan with their life. They plan with God. God done showed them in so many ways that they need to come to him, and they plan. Stop playing. You know what I'm saying? God make it you wealthy. God make it you rich. God make it you have things. God establish things. God fulfill things. God destroy things. God take things. God do whatever he choose to do in the time of what he needs to do in that time. He's God. He's almighty God. He's powerful. He do what he wants. You know? So people try to do what they think they could do and think they're going to get away with it. And a lot of them do things knowing they're not going to get away with it, knowing that there's a God, you know what I'm saying? But still do it. So it's like, you know, how you living, man? You know what I'm saying? Understand God, respect God, have faith in God, live under his will, live under his authority, live for God. Live for God, man. I'm tell y'all, you know, my life feel much better living for God than when I was just living for myself, not understanding that and not knowing where to go, what to do, how to do that, and just living, trying to do what everybody else doing, you know? And I felt like that wasn't the right thing to do, which led me to God, because I was chosen. God chose me, you know, just like he chose y'all. He know who you want to choose for what, for what he needs to choose them for, you know? So it's like, you know, don't worry about what other people got around you, and you know that they out there sinning and doing whatever they got. They got it for a temporary time. Those things that they have could soon be yours. You don't know. You know what I'm saying? And God will give them to you. And then they'll be looking at you like, man, you just used to be that poor man. I used to be the one that never had nothing. You used to be the one working at that little job. You used to be the one always talking about God. You used to be the one, you know, always praying. Praying for me. Praying for yourself. Praying for your family. You used to be the one. Let them see you like that. If they want to see you like that because they think they got it for a temporary time, let them see you like that. But at the end of the day, you understand that it's a temporary time that they got that. So you can't hate, I envy, I be jealous of them, because your time coming. You just got to have faith and hold on and do the will of the Father at all times. And no matter what is around you or going on around you, don't be tempted of doing it if it's wicked. You only want to be around people that love peace and people that live in peace and people that's righteous of our Father Yahweh. That's all you want to be around. You know what I'm saying? And you want to teach those who want to know about our Father. You want to teach them. You want to have that knowledge and wisdom and understanding to teach them, you know, all that you can based on what the Father has given you, to the measurements of what he has given you. The understanding and wisdom of what he has given you, you know. Love y'all, man. I hope y'all.